Proclamation number 8044 of 21st of November, 1961. Strength and action of the opponent. A great task has been assigned to you and you should not let yourselves be shaken by anything and unwaveringly carry out the work for me and my kingdom. The fact that my adversary tries to prevent you from doing so with all his might is due to the end time, for he knows that he does not have much time left. And therefore he tries everything to withhold the pure truth from people. He will do everything to prevent you, my bearers of light, from being of service to me. But he will not succeed, for I know whom I could choose for this mission. I know that your will is mine and will not be changed so easily. Great actions are planned on the part of my adversary and he will shake the walls of faith. And the people who do not stand firm in faith will waver. But I will enlighten the spirit of those who fully surrender to me and they will see through my adversary's machinations and resist him. I myself will fight with them against the one who wants to overrule me. Nevertheless, you humans must be very careful, for he disguises himself well and seeks to exert his influence as one of you. Yet my working will also be obvious, you will also be able to recognize me myself and therefore also remain faithful to me, who truly can also be recognized in my word. And my word will give you the strength to resist it. You will feel my language beneficently and will not be able to withdraw from its effective strength. And I have foretold you that my adversary's interventions will become increasingly stronger, that he will use the most shameful means and that you humans will be in danger if you don't turn to me sincerely and appeal to me for protection and for an enlightened spirit which is also able to see through his tricks. Do not waver in your faith in me, who myself descend to you in the word. You can recognize my language as the voice of your father as soon as you belong to my own, but then you will also hear what the father says to you, and you will also recognize my adversary, even though he speaks to you under a mask. But it is not my word, and therefore you, who are mine, will reject it and not follow the one who tries to seduce you. And yet, I must leave the decision to you myself, because I don't want to force you either, because I don't want to make you unfree in your will, thinking and acting. Yet he cannot force you either, and therefore, if you are undecided, turn to me and ask for my help, and truly, I will hear you and give you brightness of spirit so that you will be protected from the fall, so that you will not fall prey to him who wants to plunge you into ruin, who wants to extinguish the light which shines from me and which spreads its glow far and wide. Only ever let the light shine, radiate it by taking care of the spreading of my word, only ever adhere to me, remain intimately united with me and keep everything unspiritual at bay through your will to remain in the light and in the truth. And he will achieve nothing. He will storm in vain against the walls of faith which surround my own. He will have to desist from you but win over the weak whose contact with me is not yet intimate enough to prevent his influence. Again and again he will try to extinguish the light from above. Again and again he will harass my bearers of light but again and again he will also meet with resistance because he will be recognized, even if he appears under the mask of an angel of light. For I want to open your eyes to me, you who serve me, so that you know who is approaching you and can meet him by holding out the light to him, which he flees because he recognizes its exit. Where I am, he cannot be, and therefore only ever hold on to me and call upon me. And he will desist from you because my presence is unbearable to him. Be mindful and remain in prayer, and truly, he will not be successful, and the light of truth will break through and illuminate his shameful activity ever more brightly. Amen.